Well, Mark, with the usual caveat that it's a pre-season friendly, you must be hugely encouraged by that.
I'm delighted. Many positives out of today's display. You know, two strong teams. Great to see Crystal Palace and Tony being down at that level of team here. And so many positives. I say the new players settled in very well. Our fitness levels were good. We created lots of chances. I thought we showed a real energy, intensity to what we did. You know, they had a real physical threat to us, and we dealt with that well. People stood up, you know, Tarkey and Tony. Hardin came on, stepped straight in seamlessly. And Macker in the fullback, you know, obviously Jake Bidwell, excellent. Look at Douglas in midfield, and the boys worked very, very hard. So many positives, lots of good quality, and we're 7 days away now.
And the goals you scored today as well, they weren't just goals that, you know, pre-season friendlies, often you see goals where, you know, goals come about through tiredness or fatigue, but these were very high quality, well crafted goals.
They were good goals, and the only disappointment, being critical, clinical, is the finishing. We created a lot of chances today, I thought. You know, we could have had a tap in almost in the first half, but great position to be in to make that miss. And I thought that's the only negative, albeit very, very slight, was we should have done more in that penalty box there. But delighted with the chances we created. Good quality out wide. The build-up play I thought was good. You know, it was a real tough test today against an excellent Premier League team. So all round a very worthwhile exercise.
You've played some top quality teams in the last week, Nice, Osasuna and Crystal Palace. Have you got the feeling that you're building to that sort of crescendo now where you're hitting your peak form at just the right time for the start of the season?
Well, time will obviously tell, but I mean the whole idea was to have the two foreign tests whereby they moved the ball well, they made us work hard and made us press, etc. And they were very patient. We had to be patient. That was the thinking behind it. But we wanted to make sure we had today a high quality but also a more physical domestic type test. And Tony Pulis today being a top quality team down here helped us enormously and gave us that physical test. I thought we stood up very well and adapted ourselves well, and that's a great display.
Did you expect Brentford at times to outplay a Premier League side like that?
We had some very good players in the squad. You know, we're young. The experienced players stood up today and showed their quality. And as I say, we've got no doubts, there's some real quality players in the squad. And as I say, we've come up from League One. It's up to us now to make a mark and see how well we can do.
But on that basis, there's nothing to fear in the Championship.
There's some top quality clubs in the Championship. I'm never going to make that sort of remark. Of course, there's some very, very strong teams there. But we're not going into that division to make up numbers. As I say, I think we've got a strong squad. We'll keep adding to it when the quality arrives. People are going to add value to what we have. But you've got to be a good player to get in that squad now, which is great. And we want that competition for places.
Of course, a week away, the usual questions have to be asked. You've got a squad that looks as though it's in good, rude health at the moment there, Mark. But are there any worries and injuries before the big kickoff?
No, really, today it was precautionary. You know, Stuart Dallas got a nasty tack on his leg there, and he some bad bruising. He'll be okay. He'll be in for treatment tomorrow. He'll be fine to train on Monday. Tarkey had a small Achilles soreness, which is fine, just making it all precautionary. So touch wood, we're in good shape, and hopefully we can come for this week, a good week of training, and be prepared for Charlton this Saturday.
And just finally from me, obviously on the other side of the coin, there's transfers, whether they're in or out, and will there be likely any activity on the transfer market either way for Brentford?
We hope to have one or two in this week, absolutely. And that's just, as I say, if it's the right person that adds value. We're never going to bring a player in just to make up numbers. It's all about adding value to what we have. And as you say, as you saw today, hopefully, it's a good quality squad.
Lastly, I have to ask you about Adam Forshaw and the speculation about Adam. What's your take on that at the moment?
Adam Forshaw was a subject of a bid from a rival Championship club. And as I say, it always unsettles any player. We only get that type of bid, and Adams cares passionately about the game. I've given Adam a couple of days to go away and think about things. In terms of a bid, is only a bid when it's at the right level, realistic level. And quite frankly, there's nowhere near our level for a player that was League One Player of the Year last year. My disappointment is the fact when a bid is made, and what's the basis of that bid? Is it a genuine bid or is it an unsettling bid? And I've got to ask questions in that respect. We've had a couple of bids come in, and as I say, it's nowhere near the required level. So as such, I'm disappointed that it's more of an unsettling effect than a genuine attempt to get a player.